tell you this all the time, but it seems more important every day, so I can keep repeating it because you need to understand how important this is. I cannot overstate the importance of being involved, and I don't care if you have kids in school, how old you are, if you are of voting age, find out when the school board elections are going to be held. Circle it on your calendar, put a notification in your phone, figure out when that's going to be, because what happens at the school board is one of the most important things that happens to our kids, because these folks, they control the books that get in. They control the lesson plans that get in. They control the narrative that your children or the children of your community are taught. And for decades, conservatives and Republicans didn't pay much attention for the most part. They went off to work, they did whatever, and as that happened, these school boards were infiltrated by the far left with ideas that are fringe ideas even today for most people. And yet, here we are. Joining me is Tim Cross, an active member of the Whitehall Informed Parents, a group like you should make in your community. Whitehall is in Michigan, and he's also the founding and senior pastor at the Living Word Muskegon in Muskegon, Michigan. Tim, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, sir.
This is an important topic because the Whitehall schools sent out, the high school principal personally sent out an endorsement letter to the high school students and homeschool cooperative students for the Gay Straight Alliance. Attached to the letter, apparently, was an outline of activities for Pride Week and links to things such as an erotic sex questionnaire on a site that within the terms and conditions states it's not even intended for children. Thank you for being here. And tell me about this questionnaire, if you would, sir.
Well, I've got it in front of me. This questionnaire not only went out to high school students, and I believe the questionnaire was for student or for someone 18 and older, but it went to high school students from 9th grade to 12th grade, and as well, we had parents that had sixth graders that the sixth graders seeing their email going to their parents asking, "Mom, Dad, what's a heterosexual? What's a homosexual?" We're absolutely astounded at what this information went out to, or who it did. The questions were things like, "I found myself aroused by a woman. In the past 2 weeks, I've wanted to touch a man intimately or be naked in the company of a man. In the past 2 weeks, I've fantasized about sexual intercourse with a man." And the first question is, "You are a man or a woman?" But I mean, these kids are getting
all right.
These.
So here's the question: what on earth does that have to do with educating kids about anything? What is the lesson plan here? What is the educational? But I say that because there was a test offered with a follow up meeting. I understand during school hours for the kids to meet a local trans person, right?
How is that?
Educational to a sixth grader, to a ninth grader. What is the lesson plan here? Help me.
Well, I think if I understand what the school board did, there were some National Honor Society students that were part of the Gay Straight Alliance, and they put together and presented a Pride Week situation. And really, the Gay Straight Alliance is a club in the school. I have a club in the schools. But what they gave this club access to is that every morning for Pride Week, they had a student read the announcements and then make some sort of commentary about how you can get along with transgender people and bi people and things like that. And then at lunch, they played videos in the auditorium with various transgender, homosexual, lesbian, type of. They showed videos in the lunchroom, and as well, they could choose buttons that what pronoun they wanted to be. And then they offered a questionnaire that would be sent to the principal and actually to the school board president, that if they had any questions in terms of whatever their orientation was or questions like this, then they could have a meeting with they have a transgender intern in the guidance counselor's office They could either meet with that person or meet with the school board president. Now, yes, as to what that was, and then no, that's not a lesson plan. But then on top of that, they put together a whole resource, these sexual orientation and erotic tests, and they sent an email out. And they, if I understand right, what the school board is saying and the administration is saying, they sent it out, and the principal let them put it underneath his email address. So it went out like it was totally endorsed by the principal and by the administration. And
I've got the picture here. The picture is this school board, these teachers, this board of education, this superintendent, they'll do as they please, and they'll teach your children anything they want to. They'll ask them any sex questions they want to. And it's you have no involvement as a parent, but you do. There is a board meeting tonight, potentially. Is that correct?
No, that was last night, and all right. There were probably 250 people there. It was, we challenged the administration. They're trying to, say that for the most part, they're saying we're sorry. Yes, this shouldn't have been done.
No, this is inexcusable. Somebody should be, somebody should lose a job over this. Somebody should be, they should lose a job. But, of course, a teachers union will never allow that to happen. I'd like to dig deeper, but that's all the time I have here. But thank you, Tim, for sharing this story with us. It's an extremely important story. And, again, it underscores the importance of who you vote for on the school board, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Tim Cross from the Whitehall Informed Parents, Whitehall, Michigan. Thank you for being here, Tim.
Thank you for having me.
All right, there you have it. This is why you must be involved. If you sit idly by, people will hijack your children's minds. We'll be right back.